just like a student is admitted in his school for learning ABCD, and if he follows the rules and regulations and continues his studies regularly, then one day he would be able to pass any exam. So from the very beginning, we have to execute these processes, because our life is impure at the present moment, and we have to purify this life. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena gamena va tyagena satta sukhambhya gamena nyamena va. These things are there in the sastra. We have to execute tapasa siddhi to purify. Tapodibbanaputrakarena suddheta satya. So it is not a formality. It is a process to become free from this material bondage and go back home, back to Godhead. Taptadihangapunarjanvanaiti, which is very serious. Not that to take initiation as a matter of passion, but it should be very carefully and seriously done. Human life is meant for this purpose. Adhata brahma jigyasa. If we do not inquire about Brahma, if we simply inquire where is food, where is sense gratification, the whole world is going like that. Anywhere you go, the inquiry is, where is self-gratification, where is sex, where is safety, and where is eating? This is the inquiry, generally. The cats, dogs, birds, beasts, everyone is inquiry, like that. In the morning, you will find the birds are chirping. Now it is morning, where we have to go to have our necessities of life. This is the inquiry of this material body. But when you get this human form of body, the inquiry should be different. Explain. So Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bi Phale Janama Gwain. Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhodiya Janiya Suniya Visho Khain. So we should always remember this song of Narottam Das Thakur, his acharya, his guru. Acharya Upasanam. Acharya Upasana is one of the process of making progress. So this song is very important. Hari Hari Di Phale Janama Gwain. Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Bhisa Khai. Excellent. In the material world, everyone is suffering. There is no exception. Either rich man or poor man, learned or fool. Everyone. This is the place for suffering. And if we take this place of suffering as comfortable, that is our ignorance. Therefore, Natumna Sattva saying, Vishaya Vishanale Jivanisi Hiyajale Toribare Nakoinu Upai Golokero Prema Dhano Harinama Sankirtana Ratina Janmila Kanotas. expense. So, Gautam Dasu says that we should take advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's presence. Papi tapi gato chila hari name uddharila. Tara sakti jalayana. Vajanna nandana jai sachi suta haila se. Balaram haila nitar. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Normally, you are Brajanda-Nandana. Brajanda-Nandana, Brajanda is Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj. He accepted Father, Nanda Maharaj. Nanda-Nandana. Same Nanda-Nandana has now become Sachi-Nandana. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name is Sachi-Devi. So Brajanda-Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Haila Sai was formerly Brajanda-Nandana Nanda. He has now become Sachi Nanda. And formerly was Balaram. He has become Nita. Brajanda-Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Haila Sai. Balaram Haila Nita. So why we have come again? Papi-tapi jato chila hari name uddhar. You have come to deliver all kinds of sinful man, suffering humanity, just allowing to chant Hare Krishna Maha. Papi-tapi jato chila hari name uddhar. Now what is the evidence how papi-tapi were delivered? Tara-sakti jalaya. Now, there is no hopelessness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is there. If you take shelter of their lotus feet, there is no hopelessness. But we should not commit any more sinful activities. Then they will deliver us from these classes of